Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort us in all temptations. Defend us against all our enemies, and bestow on the church your saving peace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first reading for the Festival of Reformation is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 46.
We will not fear.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. The word of the Lord.
Congregation sings the gradual "To God the Holy Spirit Let Us Pray," number 317 in the Lutheran Book of Worship.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In response to the Word of God, the choir and congregation sing the hymn of the day, "Salvation Unto Us Has Come," hymn number 297. The choir sings stanza 3. Thank you.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. You've all heard it said, home is where the heart is. It's that place that we're all drawn to, the one that makes us feel safe and secure. It's that little castle in which we can take rests, where we can kick up our feet and be exactly who we are. In the safety and comfort of our home, we can take off the mask that we tend to wear for the rest of the world. Surrounded by those who know us best and indeed love us most, there we are all free to be. And for a lot of men, that often means being in nothing but your underwear. Yes, for those women who have not grown up with brothers, nothing is more shocking than to discover just how often men like to freely waltz around the house in nothing but their skivvies. It's true. As inconvenient as disturbing as this may be for wives to witness, I assure you it's nothing compared to the freedom that toddlers feel when they're at home. After every bath, it takes me at least 10 minutes to catch my 2-year-old, who always finds it oh so hilarious, to run around in nothing but her birthday suit. The truth is, home is not just where the heart is. Home really is where the heart is free. And boy, after a long time spent away, doesn't it feel so good to come back home? Where are you at home? Where is your heart most free? I'm not asking where you feel most comfortable to be in nothing but your underwear, of course, or to indulge in your own personal passions. I'm asking you, where are you most free to be who you truly are as Christ's? Martin Luther once said, "We are named after Christ." Not because he is absent from us, but because he dwells in us. Each one should become, as it were, a Christ for the other, that we may be Christs to one another, and Christ may be the same in all. This is what the Lutheran Reformation was all about. Being at home with God. For it is God who is always making his home in you through his only begotten Son. The words which 502 years ago called the church to turn back from the rules and the ways of the world, resting instead in the arms of Christ. Well, these words still turn our hearts today. The same questions that once brought a German monk to the edge of despair still strike at our consciences as well. How do I get right with God? How can I stand before all that is good, pure, and holy, and be as comfortable as if I were standing in my own home? What is the truth? Our hearts alone do not know it. Yes, we have feelings, but as we all know, our feelings can often lead us astray. They can point us to a hope that is false, bring us to a passion that only yields pain, and lead us in a love that's simply not true. Then, of course, we have a measure of wisdom, but then again, God never knew the world through wisdom anyway. Rather, through our wisdom, we know ourselves. And what we know is that in this world, we're all in debt. Student loans, car payments, mortgages, the earthly homes that you and I know are built on mountains of it. And if you happen to be wise or fortunate enough to avoid that financial kind, then just listen to your heart. Look at your family members and those who you love. How many flowers, cards, and gifts, how many shallow apologies have you used to pay for the wages of what you may have done wrong? And if your heart should even now deceive you, then just listen to God. For all have sinned and fallen short of his glory. The presence of debt in our lives can keep our hearts bound. It can keep us yearning, working, and striving to get out from under it, to work it off so that our efforts might give us a place where we can truly be free. But as we know, owning something doesn't make it free. We're all in debt. We have all fallen short of who we are as Christ's, both ourselves and for one another. This is, after all, who God made you to be. Truly, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. This is what Luther recovered. In a church that had gone off the rails, lifting up works rather than faith, to build its own heaven, as it were, Luther, even in the pits of despair, ran headlong into the one who brings heaven to earth, the Son, and he remains forever. As St. Paul says, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Who can come here with a heart that is truly free from all the debt the world would seek to inflict upon you? Who can fear God and give him glory, standing before him naked at the hour of judgment? Who can really say that they've lived up to their calling and indeed have the works to prove it? There's only one, and it's Christ alone. This Jesus, Son of God, born of a virgin, is the only one free enough from sin that he takes away yours. He's the only one liberated from the bondage of debt that he pours unto you everything that is his. He's the only one naked, laid out on the cross and the altar, bearing his heart to God and man. But already you are clean, he says to you, because the word that I have spoken to you, abide in me, and I in you. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Your debt has been canceled by that simple word that he has spoken to you. It's been paid off by God himself with the only one who can live up to the calling of what it really means to be human. What remains now in the place where debt once afflicted your hearts and held sway is the Son. And as our gospel says, the Son remains forever. Here in the church, your Lord is free, shedding his blood, giving up his body, washing, speaking, and forgiving you, even as it costs him his own life. The Son remains the heart of the matter, for it is here through the Son that God makes his home in you, that you, like Jesus, might come before God and truly be free. That is, free to be Christ's, both in the eyes of God, sons and daughters, heirs of that glorious inheritance, and then again to be Christ's to the world for your neighbor. Free to walk like him, talk like him, living a life without debt by giving it all up for the little ones that he loves. This is what it's all about in the church. That is God for you. For as it says in Psalm 46, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Today, just as in ages past, in the church, God finds himself with you. In your head, in your heart, on your lips, and down to the very pit of your bellies, our Lord buries himself there. And as he is raised to the glory of the Father, so he takes with him all your doubt, your debt, your death and despair, leaving only in its place his forgiveness, his life, and his most certain salvation. He absolves whatever is binding you, so that in the eyes of God, you might shine like the sun. This truth makes its home in you, and it is this truth that shall make you free. Sure, debt may still hamper you in this world. Sin, as we all know, might crouch just beyond those doors. But here, the word of God stands forever. And if the word stands, well, the Son remains. So come home. Abide in him as he does in you. Let Christ be yours to have, a life without debt. Let his word, which has now found its home in you, form a new heart, that it may be nourished and fed, dwell forever secure here with your Lord, that you may stand in this house of God and be confident to call it yours. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son has set you free, you will be free indeed. Home is where the heart is, as they say. Here in the church, God makes his home in you, that you, bearing the heart of Jesus, may be truly free to be. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen.
The choir and congregation sing the creed. We all believe in one true God, hymn number 374 in the Lutheran Book of Worship.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all creation according to its needs. Good Father, our gracious God, with manifest joy we praise and thank you for your servant Martin Luther and the reformation of the church that you worked through his preaching and the labor of so many others. Lead your church always to confess the glorious truth that you have given us forgiveness, life, and salvation freely through your Son, Jesus Christ alone. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
On this day, we pray for all Lutheran churches across the world, especially those who live where Christianity is persecuted and in danger, praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Libya, Pakistan, and Sudan. Uphold them in your spirit. Encourage them by your truth. Lord, in your mercy, keep this nation under your care. Bless our president, Congress, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. As you protected the first reformers through the might of believing princes and rulers, so also grant us godly government in our own day. Lord, in your mercy. By your holy gospel, keep all who are sick or who grieve from the onslaughts of despair. Heal those who cry out to you and shelter them with your presence, praying especially for Richard, Karen, Hilmer, Les, Rich, Carol, Barbara, Dennis, Rita, and Ben, for Barry, Ken, Avery, Marlene, Deborah, Pat, Grace, June, Maggie, Tina, Samantha, Barb, Krista, Larry, Renee, David, Jody, Elroy, Jane, Nancy, Jim, Dolores, and all of Zion's homebound members. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remembering all who have confessed your holy name, especially Holy Martin and Catherine, Philip, Nicholas, and Frederick the Wise, Holy Sibylla and her husband John Frederick, we look forward to the great revelation of your mercy in the new creation. Speed that day and bring us there. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Out of love for God, and in order to support the work of the church, the congregation is now placing its offering into the baskets being passed by the ushers. Pastor Johnson will then lead the congregation in the sacrament of Holy Communion, assisted by Pastor Finn. During the distribution, the Sunday School Choir will sing the anthem, The Sola, sung by Christine Benton. The congregation will then sing two hymns, Faith of Our Fathers, number 500, Lord, keep us steadfast in your word, number 230. The recessional hymn will be, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, number 220. The broadcast of today's service was sponsored in memory of Charles Brandenburg's birthday on October 31st, 1910, by his wife, Abigail Brandenburg.
The Lord be with you.
And also
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words which Christ gives to us, his body and blood, for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us when, by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive his body and blood as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do for the remembrance of me." In the same way also after the supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, gave it to them to drink, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me."
Amen.
Streaming glory.
Please join us at the same time next Sunday morning. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. Midweek services are held Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Sunday school for children is held on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. in the church hall. Bible study is held each Sunday at 10:15 a.m. in the church hall. Zion has been broadcasting for 82 years, and the Wausau Lutheran Hour continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your financial gifts, which make these broadcasts possible. You may make a donation and get more information at Zion's website, zionlutheranwausau.com, or you may mail your donation to Zion Lutheran Church, 709 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. May our Savior Jesus Christ be with you and grant you a joyful and blessed week.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.